B-Pod Studios.
All right, Frank, how can we help you, sir?
I went on a couple of dates with a girl named Sherry, and I got to find out why she hasn't been getting back to me.
Okay, well, what happened the last time you guys hung out?
Well, the last time we hung out at my parents' house. My mom was really, like, into meeting her, even though we only got on, like, twice at this point. So for, like, the third time, I took her to my mother's house, you know?
Yeah, that's early.
And, yeah, it's kind of early, but my mother was really making, like, a big deal out of it. And I don't know if that was, you know, if that made her uncomfortable. Maybe she thought we were moving too fast, but she hasn't gotten back to me since then.
Did you notice anything happening that night that kind of, like, made her not be comfortable, I guess is a good question?
No, I mean, everything was good. The food was good. The conversation was good. You know, she learned a lot about me and my family, and she seemed to like everything, so I have no idea what's going on.
Okay.
You know, I really like her.
It's just a lot that could happen when you introduce your date to your family the first time, you know?
I know, and I'm hoping that she didn't think that was, like, me trying to rush everything. It was just, you know, I thought it was, you know.
Yeah.
It would shut my mom up and my dad up. So, you know, I even explained it to her, you know what I mean? I was like, it's not a big deal. They just, you know, they get excited when they know I'm dating somebody. But I told her specifically, you know, I'm not trying to rush anything.
Damn, but still, man, that's a lot of stuff out of your control. You're bringing them to the parents. You don't know how they're going to behave. You bring them to the parents' house. You don't know what she's going to see there. You know what I'm saying? It's, I don't know, whatever. Do you? Okay, we're going to try and call her for you next, all right? Okay.
Hello, this is Sherry.
Hi. Oh, perfect. Sherry, this is Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I explain very quickly? We got your phone number from somebody who wanted us to call you for them.
Okay. Who gave you my phone number?
Okay. So it's a gentleman that knows you and he likes you. And so basically he called us because he wanted us to ask you on a date on his behalf. But and I'm going to tell you his name, but before I do, if you agree to, you know, to see this gentleman, then, you know, we'll pay for whatever you're comfortable doing. I mean, if you want to do something at a restaurant or somewhere else, we'll basically rent the place out just so it'll be you guys hanging out. And basically, like, whatever you, if you say yes, you just let us know when and where you're free and what you want to do, and we'll set the whole thing up.
Okay, I guess I have to know, like, who it is before I agree to anything.
Yeah, no, and I'll tell you the guy's
name.
Smart
woman.
Yes, and, okay, so he called us up, and he said you guys already hung out a couple times, and he's very confused because he thought things were going good. His name is Frank.
Oh, my God, are you serious?
Yes. You don't sound excited. Okay.
No, honestly, like, I'm a little disappointed.
You're a little disappointed? Like,
yeah, it's not somebody I would be expecting to go out with again, so.
Okay, can you tell us why? Because he said last time you guys hung out was at his parents' house.
Honestly, like, I feel like it was a number of things. Like, we just didn't really click. The last time that I saw him, we went over for dinner at his parents' house.
Yes.
We hadn't really hung out. Like, we had probably only seen each other, like, twice up until this point. And so, I mean, we went over for dinner. That was fine. You know, like, I'm close with my parents, too, so I didn't find that weird.
Uh-huh.
But throughout the night, like, his parents kept asking him to clean stuff. Like, his dad came out of the bathroom and told him, you have to go and clean the toilet. He just, like, sprung up and went and cleaned the toilet. And I was like, okay, that's a little weird. And then, like, later his mom was like, all right, I need you to do these dishes. And he just got up and did it, like, in the middle of a conversation he was having with me. And he's like a 26-year-old man. And I'm like, okay, this is, like, super bizarre vibe. Like, I didn't really understand what was going on. And so later, after I brought it up with him, I found out that his parents still give him an allowance to clean their house.
Wait,
Like a weekly allowance you would get when you were a kid when you did chores? Like that kind of allowance?
Give him a $20 bill every week to clean.
You are lying.
That is not
Well,
look, I mean, that's better than him just being like a mama's boy or something and jumping up. At least he's doing it for a reason.
He's getting compensated for it.
Does he have a job? Actually, you know what? I'm sorry, Sherry. I forgot to tell you, Frank is on the phone right now, so we can just ask him.
Oh my God,
Frank!
Yeah, I'm. That's your problem. I find that a little disappointing, actually.
Well, hold on, Frank. Now, by your parents give you an allowance. Do you have a job and things like that, or is this your only?
I work. She's getting this all twisted. No.
Okay.
It's not an allowance. I get paid by the job.
By the job.
That's right. So it's a sliding scale based on what needs to be done around the house. It's a very equitable arrangement I have with my parents.
So how much did you get for cleaning the bathroom?
Well, if it's basic cleaning, it starts at 20 and it goes up from there.
Mm. Okay. Well, that's not bad.
You get paid by the chore, not weekly.
100%.
Oh, okay. All right. So maybe if he did a few things that day, he can get up to like $100 or something. That's not bad.
So what type of chores do you do for your parents normally?
I take care of the bathroom. I take care of the yard. I take care of any painting that needs to be done. You know, I mean, when the dogs make a mess, I come over and clean up the dog's mess. I walk the dogs, you know.
Yeah. See, I'm trying
to figure out. My parents don't like strangers in their house. They will pay somebody to do it. They may as well pay me and keep it in the family. I don't see what the big deal is.
Okay, so, Sherry, at least you know why he's doing it. He's doing it so his parents won't have to pay someone else to do these things because they'll charge double the price that Frank charges.
I mean, like, I get it and stuff. It makes sense to me. But at the same time, like, that's just kid stuff. I feel like I need somebody that's mature and that's separated from their parents. It's not acting like they're still, like, a high school kid.
So is that no to another date with him, Sherry? Or
I'm not even interested at all.
Hey, look, as far as I'm concerned, it's her loss. You know what I mean? If she can't embrace the entrepreneurial spirit that I have, I'm going to find somebody that does.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.